You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Life Coaching for Men podcast, where real life meets real coaching. I'm your host, Dr. Darren Wilson. Welcome in, everyone, to episode number 29 of the Life Coaching for Men podcast. Well, great to be back with you this week. Hope everyone had a great Christmas and had friends and family in, and hope that all went well. Certainly went well at our house. It was great to have my family here and have the kids in town, and we had a great time. And you guys who follow the podcast regularly know that Willie was also with us, and Willie's our little two-year-old Cavapoo, and he certainly enjoyed all of the festivities of the Christmas season and all of the people. And he certainly, if there ever were a dog people person, he is a people person. He loves to be around people, and so it was just a super time. You know, it's hard to believe it's the new year is upon us. When this thing comes out, we'll be right on the eve of New Year's Eve, and it's really hard to believe that that we're here. For many of us, 2020 was a really difficult year, very challenging year, and then for others, you know, 2020 ended up being really a year of transformation. I know for a lot of folks, it was a time where you could take stock, and maybe your job that you normally went to every day went to a remote environment, and so you found yourself at home more, whether that was with family, or if you're single, it was by yourself. But you had to adapt and adjust, and for some of you, you came up with new ways to keep yourselves occupied, and for others of you, it became a real dark time. I know a lot of people went through a lot of tough transitions during 2022. So whatever place you find yourself in as you end 2020, I certainly want to encourage you to know that as we embark on 2021, this can be your best year ever. And certainly from the platform that I take and knowing how important it is for you to have a great thought life, and for you to be able to manage your mind, manage your emotions, and for you to take control of you, and for you to take control of yourself. Certainly, I encourage you to make this the best year you've ever had. If you've never taken the chance to explore life coaching, particularly one-on-one life coaching, I would encourage you to step out, reach out. Email me. I'd be glad to do an introductory 45-minute session with you, show you what coaching is all about. One thing you know inherently, you know if you continue to keep doing what you've always done, you're going to keep getting what you've always gotten, right? You just know that is a fact. If you don't change what your habits have been, what your lifestyle has been, what your approach to your life has been, if you don't change that, then your life is just going to continue in the way it is. And There's nothing wrong with that if you're satisfied with where you are. But if you want to grow, if you want to grow into that next version of yourself, then a lot of times we need help. We need somebody that will challenge us, that will be there for us weekly, that will show us what our brain is doing to us in spite of what we might think about ourselves or in spite of what we might think about others. And so I would encourage you to make 2021 that year for you. And to reach out to me at drdarrenwilson@gmail.com. Let's have a conversation and let's get you on the way to where you want to be in 2020 or 2021, excuse me, and put 2021 behind us. So with that, you know, there are a lot of conversations that will go on in the next couple weeks about what? You guessed it, New Year's resolutions, right? About what goals you're going to set for the new year and how you are going to have this new you because of these New Year's resolutions that you set. Well, I don't know what the up-to-date number is, but it's something in the high 80%, 90% where, you know, you set a New Year's resolution and you know, within the first 30, certainly within the first 60 days, those are out the window and you're kind of back to status quo. And so we will talk about goal setting sometime in 2021 and kind of approach to goal setting, maybe a new approach to goal setting that you've never done before. But today I want to shift that a little bit. And I want to encourage you to do something that probably most of you have never done. And I want you to set not a lot of different goals, not a New Year's resolution, not several New Year's resolutions. I want you to set one unbelievable goal for yourself. One unbelievable goal. One goal that at the end of the year, if you looked back on and you achieved that goal, you would say, wow, I cannot believe that I was able to achieve that. I cannot believe that I set my mind to this one goal, one and only goal, which I thought at the beginning of 2021 was going to be unbelievable, and I was able to reach it. I want you to think about what that one goal might be, okay? Because most goals, as you start to write those down at the beginning of a new year, you'll write down these goals, right, that a lot of people do or a lot of people encourage you to do, which I like goals, nothing against a set of goals. But you write them down, and what does your brain do? We don't think about this most of the time, right? But your brain goes, oh, you're not going to succeed at that one. You tried that before. That won't work. I'll give you about 2 months for that one to go south, right? That's what our brains do. Our brains do that subconsciously. We don't even realize it. And so as your brain starts to do that anyway with your normal goals, we're just going to tell our brain, hey, look, brain, this is an unbelievable goal, all right? I know that failure is going to happen because I've put myself out there on a limb where I normally don't do, and I've told myself, look, I know this is unbelievable to begin with, so hey, brain, just relax, okay? You don't have to freak out. You don't have to go all crazy and tell me how I'm going to fail. I got it. I know that I'm going to have some failures, but this is an unbelievable goal. And remember, folks, the worst thing that can happen is a feeling, right? The worst thing that can happen for you is you set this one goal up and you go throughout the course of the year and you feel like you failed or you feel like you're struggling or you feel like you're falling behind or you feel like you'll never attain it is a feeling. Okay, and you know by listening to this podcast that you can work through an uncomfortable feeling. You can let an uncomfortable feeling pass and know that the feeling was just a feeling, right? Think about something you've struggled with before. You've struggled because maybe you've never done it before, but you continue to work at it. You continue to work at it. You get better. You overcome that failure, right? And then you see some success on the other side. So the worst thing that can happen is a feeling. So we're going to tell our brain that right off the bat. We're going to say, brain, We understand that it's unbelievable. We understand that we're going to fail. Okay? And we also know that the worst thing that can happen is a feeling. You know, one of the things, too, that we'll continue to talk about, but, you know, in society, we are not taught that failing is okay, right? We're taught that you have to be perfect, that you have to do it right from the start. Well, how many things in life that you're really good at have you not had to struggle with to get better? How many things in life have you just picked right up and, oh, you're a natural. You can just automatically play the piano with great precision and great touch and great with a great ear, and you've never practiced before. You've never failed. Well, it doesn't happen, right? But we're not taught in school that that's okay. We're taught in school that you have to get all A's. We're taught in school that if you get a C or D, that's falling behind, right? We're not taught that it's okay to struggle at the beginning, or to struggle at the beginning of something, or to struggle with a goal that you want to pursue, and that's okay. But that's something that I want to encourage you with as we go along throughout this podcast and as you go along throughout the year, is that it's okay to fail. It is okay to fail. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to pick one unbelievable goal for you. Now, it may be something that you've had in your subconscious kind of down in with you for a long time. You've thought, boy, I've never told anybody about this, but this is something that I've always wanted to do. But I only want it to be one goal, okay? Don't pick out a bunch of things for this unbelievable goal. Just pick one goal. I was working with a client this morning, and he was kind of struggling to come up with the goal that he wanted. But one thing that we talked about is that he had always had this desire to write a book. And maybe it'll be an ebook, or maybe it'll be a book that's published, but to write some sort of book. And this maybe, we'll find out next week as we coach some more, might be what his unbelievable goal is for the year. It's to write his first ebook. He already knows what the subject would be about. He's already a good writer, but he's never written something that he would actually put out there for people to be able to read. And in the course of that, he's also going to help people with the content matter. And so it could be a lot of different things. So I'm working with another client. It's a monetary goal. He wants to make more money than he's ever made in a couple different side businesses for himself for this upcoming year. Now, he gave me a number as we were talking about this, and I said, wait a minute, this is an unbelievable goal. So that number's not going to get it, because I think you can easily attain that, right? We're not looking for something that's easy to obtain. We're looking for an unbelievable goal, one that you're just going to blow your own mind once you get to next December. So we had to increase that number by about $10,000. And so I want you to realize it's an unbelievable goal. So it's a goal that you're going to do your best to strive at, but it's something that's so deep down, so inherent in you that you just know that if you could attain this goal, it could be a life changer for you. Maybe it's health, right? Maybe it's something about your weight. Maybe it's something that has to do with you not drinking for the year. Maybe it's something that has to do with you losing weight. Maybe it has to do with continual exercise each and every day. Maybe it's that you want to be the person that's going to start a new job by the end of next year. Maybe you're going to create your own job. Maybe you're going to create your own business. Maybe you're one that wants to start a podcast and you've just never done it, but that's going to be your unbelievable goal, because you know that as you go along, that this is the thing that's inherent in you that you want to give back to others, or it's just something you want to do for yourself. So think about that. Think about what your unbelievable goal is and only pick one. So I want you to write it down. This is my unbelievable goal for the year. It will be accomplished by this date. So we'll say December 30th of next year, December 31st, if you want to go there, next year. This is the result that will happen. So I know that the goal has been achieved, right? So I want you to be specific, and I want it to be measurable. So if it's a monetary goal, let's say it's a goal that you're trying to make something that you've never done before. You want to make $100,000 next year, and you've never even come close to making $100,000 in whatever field you're in, or you're going to start a new field, then you're going to say, by December 31st of 2021, I will have made $100,000 by doing X, Y, and Z. Okay? So we want it to be specific. We want it to be measurable. Now, what's going to happen as soon as you do this? Even though we know, and we've already told our brain, this is our unbelievable goal, our brain is going to tell you all the reasons why you can't accomplish it, right? Your brain's going to say, oh, Darren, you can't do that. You've never done that before. You don't know how to do it. You don't have the resources to do it. You don't even have the connections to do it. You can't get started. So what you're going to do is you're going to say, yeah, all right, brain, maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. So what we're going to do is we're going to write down all of the reasons why your brain tells you that you can't do it. So I want you to just write them down. They're all going to come up anyway, right? So let's get them out on paper. Write them all down. These are all of the reasons why you're not going to accomplish your goal. All the things you can't do. Okay? Get them all out on a piece of paper. And after you do that, you know, and it may, for some of you, it may be a list of 10 things. For some of you, it might be a list of 20 things, right? For some of you, it might be even more than that because your brain just goes a mile a minute telling you all the reasons why you can't accomplish something like this. But I want you to sit there and I want you to look at it. And then I want you to think about what your future self would do as if you've already accomplished the goal. So think for a minute, you've already accomplished whatever this is. You want to lose 100 pounds. That's your goal. So I want you to think of yourself as the person who has already lost the 100 pounds. What qualities would you need to possess to be that person? How would you need to think differently? What type of person do you need to become in order to accomplish this unbelievable goal, right? What does this person, what does this version of you do that the current version of you doesn't do in order to accomplish this goal? Now, I want you to go back and I want you to look at all of the ways your brain said you couldn't achieve the goal, right? You wrote all those down. And I want you to write beside each one a strategy of how, no, in fact, you can accomplish this goal, and that not only is this not a way that you can't do it, but this now becomes your motive for being able to do it. Because you're going to tell your brain right now, you're going to say, oh, no, just because you say I haven't done this before, I know that I can do this before, because here's the action steps that I'm going to begin to take to be able to accomplish this goal. You're going to actually look at all of the reasons why you can't do it, and you're going to turn those into reasons why you can do it and strategies of how you can do it. Because we're going to tell our brain, hey, brain, we know that we can accomplish this unbelievable goal. We know we can do it because we're going to take action steps every single day to make this happen. This exercise alone can be extremely powerful for some of you out there because you've never taken the time to look at what your brain tells you you can't do and then immediately turn it around and say, no, 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 brain, I can do it. And not only is this why I can do it, but this is how I can do it. Now, don't be afraid of failures along the way. Okay? In fact, I want you to fail. I want you to fail over and over, because if you're not failing, then you're not taking enough action toward this goal. You've got to take action steps each and every week in order to obtain what is an unbelievable goal. Because remember, this is something that you are really shooting for. This is something that you're shooting for the stars. And at the end of the year, you look back and go, man, that was unbelievable. I cannot believe I was able to accomplish that. But you've got to be able to fail. And know that you're going to fail. And when you do fail, say, you know what, that's okay. This is not, quote unquote, a failure. This is a learning failure. I have learned something here that I know for the next time that I try to do this, I try to take this action, I'm going to tweak it a little bit. And it's going to get me a step closer toward that goal. The growth you experience during the next year by going after this unbelievable goal will be unprecedented. You will grow more in a year than you've ever grown before because you've decided to focus in on one particular area that you've thought couldn't be attained in the past, you thought was completely unrealistic, and yet now you're going to prove to yourself that by taking massive action over and over and over again, and by failing and getting back up and telling your brain, no, it's okay, we're going to keep going because we know what the goal is, we know what the end result is, you are going to see yourself grow in ways that you never thought were possible. You will literally be transforming yourself into the next version of you. Now, some of you out there are cynical, right? And you're going, oh, yeah, but what if I don't? What if I don't attain it? What if you don't? It's an unbelievable goal, right? What if you want to lose 100 pounds and you lose 75? Will you take it? Yeah, some of you right now are nodding your head. Absolutely, you would take it because you're doing everything within your power to reach that goal. Even though at the end of the day, you say, boy, this was an unbelievable goal. And then when you do reach it, wow, what a new version of you. So that's my challenge for you, my friends. As you go into 2021, come up with your unbelievable goal. Pursue it each and every day. Don't be afraid of failure. Take massive action and become the next version of you. It has been so great being with you for these last few months and these 29 episodes. I'm so thankful for those of you who listen and for those of you who continue to review and continue to pass this podcast on to others that you know may need it. I can't wait to see what our next year holds in store for us with this content and as we continue to grow this platform. And again, I can't thank you enough for listening. Can't thank you enough for being here each and every week. Have a great New Year's. Can't wait to see you next week. Take care, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to the Life Coaching for Men podcast. It would be great if you could review the podcast and subscribe this week. You can also find me on my website at drdarrenwilson.com or on Twitter at @Darren_Wilson. Or on Instagram at Dr. Darren Wilson. Once again, thanks for listening and have a great week.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.